This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Well done, everyone. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Frisk. Thank you, Jocelyn. Save my voice as my my voice. A little shot after screaming at Elliot. 2 days in a row. There's been a lot of Elliot training camp this year. G-L-E-S, Eagles. There we go. We're at Chickies and Beats in South Philly, where they just do Eagles chants whenever you want. Did we lose Fritz? Where's Fritz?
Oh, he's behind the curtains.
Come on, buddy.
He's cracking himself up.
Yep, as always. Oof. You ready for the final Mount Rushmore of the week?
Yep.
All right, hit it, Buzz.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
So I do long for the days of the beginning of internet memes when they would last for a long time.
Like, way too long.
Yeah, but that was, I don't want you to name any of them.
I won't.
But
there's one that lasted so long.
Yes, and I actually, the one that lasted the longest, I actually miss. But now internet memes last like 2 days, right? Like, you had the Coldplay couple. Now when I see it, it's like, oh.
That's so old.
It seems like it was 100 years ago. So here is my Mount Rushmore of internet memes. Should I do the biggest one first or the biggest one last?
Last.
So the first on the Mount Rushmore of internet memes is the distracted boyfriend meme.
Oh, yeah.
That is the
boy. That's when they're on the bed, right?
No.
Oh, that's, okay.
Yeah, that's not on my list.
Okay.
The distracted boyfriend meme is the one where the guy is walking with his girlfriend, but he is looking at the hot girl behind him, and she is looking at him.
Right.
And, you know, you could do lots with it. Like, yesterday, you could have done, the hot girl could have been Tanner McKee. And the girlfriend could have been Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The distracted.
I know what you're talking about.
And it's lasted a long time, and it still hits.
I feel like that's been around since I was in college.
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
The second on the Mount Rushmore of internet memes, now I don't know if Ike will remember this one, is Keyboard Cat.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Play him off, Keyboard Cat?
Yeah.
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 Now, this was a short video of a cat playing a keyboard, and it was very big deal.
Yeah, I do not remember.
You don't remember Keyboard Cat? Okay. Keyboard Cat was a goat for a while.
Yes, I agree.
Now, the memes aren't the GIFs.
Well, a GIF
Could be a meme.
Could be a meme.
Okay, so
yes.
That can't work.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
The third on the Mount Rushmore of internet memes is the Rick Roll.
What's the Rick Roll?
Oh, is that when the...
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah, but that's a... I don't know if that's a meme.
Oh, sure it was.
It's not like an individual photo. That was...
No, it's not a photo, though.
But
a meme doesn't have to be an individual.
When I think of a meme, I think of a photo. Personally.
I think Rick Rolling is a meme. 215-592-9494.
I think that's an internet like troll job.
But it's also... This is
but
when
it's not a meme,
you would
though.
Think you were watching one video, and it ends up being Never Gonna Be Give You Up by Rick Astley. I think it's a meme.
Well, I know what the number one meme has to be.
Well, But Spike seems to have an odd definition of meme.
I don't have an odd definition of meme. These are all memes. Put up a Twitter poll whether Rick Roll is an internet meme. Please put it up.
It's not a meme.
Yes, it is a meme.
All right.
And the fourth, and I believe biggest one, and the greatest of all time, is Crying Jordan.
Okay, that's a meme.
Yes.
That's a meme. Yes.
Distracted Boyfriend is a meme.
Distracted Boyfriend is totally a meme.
So is Keyboard Cat.
I agree with Keyboard Cat.
Okay.
Rick Roll is not a meme. You can't, like, you don't change, like, the words of it. Like on some,
not every meme is built the same.
I disagree. Like I like the one where the guy's sleeping on the bed and the lady's like he's thinking about other women.
Yes,
and he's just like, you know,
yeah,
he's thinking
for
about
you
like the
would
Phillies.
Be. Yes, yeah. There you go.
Exactly.
Crying Jordan, I love. And the moment it ended,
I remember is the Crying Jordan. I don't know the other three.
You don't know Rick Roll?
I know this. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't think I know the meme though.
Okay,
it's not a meme.
It is a meme.
It's because it's not a meme.
It's a meme. And by the way,
do you have any others in consideration?
Here's the thing: when Crying Jordan ended was when he cried at
Kobe's funeral.
Yes, there was another one of him crying, and I was like, shoot.
Yeah, that was actually worse than the Crying Jordan.
The original Crying, yes. I believe I had a list. Hold on. I can tell you in a second.
Yeah, those other ones I didn't really know.
Well, then I guess I failed you guys.
No.
Do you want my other ones?
Well, listen, I'm the least one that is qualified to tell
well, you're now, but you're a big GIF guy.
Do you want the Mount Rushmore of Eagles GIF, preseason?
Whatever,
well,
I
stick with GIF.
Well, by the way, like the Angry Cat also is an all-time meme. Where they, like the See, here's the problem with these. It's hard to explain internet.
See, mine.
Yeah.
Mine's also, I would have did the Joel Embiid chewing the apple.
Well, but that's not a meme.
See, that's not a meme.
Yeah, that's not a meme.
Okay, see?
I don't think people use
that's
that
a GIF.
All. That is a big one for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a big one
well,
for
if
you.
Did a,
is it just big for me or is it not a meme?
It's definitely not a meme.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
All right.
I don't think people use Joel Embiid chewing the apple.
No.
The time.
If it was an Ike Reese Mount Rushmore of.
Now, blinking guy.
Yep, that's it. That's,
is that a meme or just a GIF?
What is that? The blinking guy, I know exactly what
blinking
one you're
guy that looks
about.
Like Goodell.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a meme.
Okay. I know that one.
That should be actually on your...
Yeah, I know that
had,
one.
That had a run. Blinking this guy, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Rick Roll's not a meme.
It is a meme. I don't... Buzz, do you want to weigh in on this one?
It does feel a little different. Like...
Get out of
it's
here.
It's a video.
Turn your mic
it's
off.
It's an internet prank.
Turn your mic off.
Yeah.
It's a meme.
Not a meme.
I'd stay with Jack here.
Thank you.
You know, I didn't ask you to talk again. I don't know where my list is. I can't find it.
No, that's okay.
All right. 215-592-9494. Tony and Kennett Square, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. I tried to get on yesterday, but I guess you ran out of time after that guy lectured Jack for like an hour over absolutely nothing.
Hey, that's
Rios. You want to...
Wow.
I want you to be careful.
Yeah, it's not the right one.
Dude, he lectured you like you were his son that just came home from school and said
But he really cared about it.
He felt it in his soul, though, which I appreciate.
Yeah. Have a little respect.
That was the most brutal thing I listened to all week.
Oh, man.
We're not taking the hint.
Yeah, don't give your last name.
So I wanted to touch on the Tanner McKee question, but one more thing. Jack, how did you leave out Tropic Thunder from your Mount Rushmore of comedies from the early 2000s? So,
I think Tropic Thunder is funny. I just don't
overrated.
I don't think it supplants any of those. Yeah, it's not even in the top.
I wasn't a big Tropic Thunder.
On second Mount Rushmore, it's not even the second Mount Rushmore. Maybe the third Mount Rushmore.
Mother of God, I totally disagree. But
okay.
About the Tanner McKee thing, first of all, I don't think we're going to get a first for him. But I do like McKee a lot, and for the sake of argument, he's been my guy for like 2 years, and I have a lot of faith in him, and I love his development. I know we're in win-now mode, but if someone offers you a first for your backup, I think you got to take it. That pick will likely be a top 15 pick because the teams that would want McKee are going to be teams picking late in the draft. I mean, they're not going to be picking late in draft.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, it is for some of them, right? But I don't think every team that you're talking about is automatic. Like, the Colts, I think, could be a fine team with a competent quarterback. I think the Giants could be a fine team with a competent quarterback. Like, the Saints is the one, right?
Yeah.
Like, if the Saints hadn't just drafted... they drafted a guy in the second round.
Yep.
So I don't know how much they... I would assume they believe in him quite a bit if they drafted him that high. And we're talking about them giving up a first after they give up a second. So, I guess I just don't know. Now, the Steelers have Aaron Rodgers, but they would be... a lot of teams are a quarterback away. That's mm-hmm. the issue from being competent. And I think Tanner McKee is a competent quarterback. So I guess I just don't know who we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Carolina, something goes wrong with Bryce yep. Young's development.
Nah, we're in on Bryce,
Bryce
Young.
Bryce Young was looking good later in the year last year.
By the way, the Jets traded for Tanner McKee, I think the Jets have a really good wide receiver, a good defense, a good running back. Like, they're a competent quarterback away from being a middle of the first round pick. So I don't know. The Saints is the one. If the Saints are that is the one that you can be relatively confident that you're getting a top 10-ish pick for them.
Yeah, and I don't think you could turn that down for Tanner McKee.
Yeah, you can. I would. Sam Hinkie wouldn't turn it down.
Well, I tell you what, Kellen Moore would get fired for giving up that first-round pick for Tanner
You
McKee.
Take the second-round pick, by the way. Like, they're not giving a top 10 pick.
I'm not definitely...
Fire Kellen Moore.
Hold, just the second-round pick, thank you for the call. I think you're nuts.
Dude,
think
this is the most...
second-round pick is close
that's
to
a top 10. It's basically
pick.
A first-round pick.
No, it's actually a second-round pick. And if they have the eighth worst record, it's like the 39th pick in the draft.
You want to know where Cooper DeJean was picked?
40th.
I think so. I don't know.
I think right he was. Well, think
do you want to go over every 40th pick in history?
You know where they drafted Jalen Hurts?
They need a competent. And by the way, to get a competent second-round pick, you may have to trade a second or a third.
53rd. Thing, yeah.
To get a competent backup quarterback, you may have to trade a second or a third. Like that's the other issue here. You're trading Tanner McKee for a second. Who's your backup quarterback? Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
And that was a flash in the pan.
But it's happened a bunch of times.
Happened three times.
I bet it's happened more than three times.
A backup quarterback has won the Super Bowl?
Well, we have Hostetler, Foles, Doug Williams.
Technically, Dilfer was not the starter at the beginning of the season.
Who was the starter? Kyle Bowler?
My former college teammate, Tony Banks.
He
got him to 4-4, I believe, and Dilfer took over after 4-4.
What I would say as well is if you're a team that's good enough to get to the Super Bowl, chances are you have a pretty good team. Like, the odds of a competent backup quarterback winning in the playoffs is like once you've gotten to the Super Bowl, then it just becomes one game.
Yeah. Tony got benched. Dilfer didn't come because of the injury.
Yes, right.
He came in because Tony was bad.
Ricky in Royersford, you're on WIP. What's up? Royersford. Ricky, you're on WIP. What's up, Ricky?
What's up? Well, one, that Nickelback concert was fantastic. Just kidding. I know it's Creed.
There we go.
Second of all, it is definitely Crown, not Crayon.
There you go.
Exactly right.
Wow, you're not doing bad at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No.
Does Tom Brady count?
No. But I am going to have to defer away. Rick Rowling is not a meme.
Yeah, not even close.
It's a meme.
It's not.
It's an internet troll.
It's a meme.
It's not. Yeah, internet troll, exactly. But Tanner McKee, is he a proven commodity? Yes or no?
No.
I'm not trying to hear. No. This is more for Spike. He doesn't want to trade.
Oh, okay.
Is he a proven commodity in what respect? He is proven in that.
Maybe two games under his belt, right?
NFL games, he has 1.5.
Okay, my point. Just last week, you were advocating to send Andrew Painter, Aiden Miller, Justin Crawford, all these guys. You know,
first of all, none of those guys have played in the major leagues. Second of all, baseball prospects, way different. Third of all, a left fielder, not an NFL quarterback. Fourth of all, you want to talk about proven commodities? Who are you picking with your second round pick? An unproven commodity. I can tell you this, Tanner McKee is more proven in the NFL than anybody you're picking in the draft. Anybody. Because he has played in the NFL.
Let me ask you a question. Is he raising the odds to win a Super Bowl?
Is Tanner McKee raising the odds to win the Super Bowl right now? No.
Yes. No. Okay, so if you trade him away, is he lessening the odds to win a Super Bowl? No.
Yes.
No,
sure you do. Who's the backup quarterback?
Okay.
Who's the backup quarterback, Ricky?
Let me ask you another question.
Carson.
For example, Jalen Hurts, God forbid, he does get injured. I don't wish injury on anybody that's bad for the sport.
Sure.
No, we're all class here.
But we are. You do agree they plan for that, right? That's why you have backups.
I do. But he does come in. He does play for an extended period of time, and he doesn't lead you guys to the Super Bowl. Then it's going to be, the Nick Foles, you know, it's going to be an unfair comparison to what Nick Foles did.
I'm not worried about that. But first of all, you're talking about, I want to frame this. Jack has framed it in that Tanner McKee has to win the Super Bowl. That's not what I said. What I said is if you miss an extended period of time in the middle of the season, let's just say 4 games, with the way their schedule is this year, that could be the way you handle those 4 games could be the difference between home field advantage in the playoffs. It could be the difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs to let Jalen Hurts go win the Super Bowl. It is an important position. It just is. And the other thing is, let's forget about quarterback for a second. Hold on, Ricky. How many backups did we have playing in the Super Bowl in the 17 season? We had a ton of backups playing. This is the NFL.
Yes, but the comparison between that team and this team are drastically different.
Why?
The defense. The defense is a standout. And you're going to get a pick, like Chris said earlier in the show, you're going to get a pick to potentially help burden that loss of some of the players that you're not going to be able to afford. Okay.
Exactly right.
Ricky, I want to win the Super Bowl this year.
I get it. But it might not be a first-round pick, but a second-round pick paired with a late first-round pick, depending on how the season goes, both very well. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Carter was the Saints' number 9 pick. Look how that turned out. But you see what I'm saying?
But if you want me to name first-round picks that didn't work out, I could do it.
But it's been a while.
I mean, that list goes on, too. But, you know.
Okay. Ricky, you want to be in the afternoon show Fantasy Football League?
Yes, I want to be in the league. And if it was a grill, consider me the sparkler, ready to ignite action with style and energy. You feel me? Like, I'm going to make the decisions to, you know, allow you guys to affect Dan. Was that the worst decision of my life? You see what I'm saying? So I know you got your hot takes locked in, but fantasy isn't about shouting the loudest. Like, It's about making calculated moves, but don't worry, you can keep your overreaction title, okay?
Well, I won the championship last year.
I like that you say tough overreaction.
Yeah, I won it actually last year, but tough
and
guy.
And Chris, quiet down over there too, because you know, you're going to be that guy who's saying, I'm just here for fun, but deep down, you're going to be throwing the biggest tantrum when your team falls apart by week 8, just like you did on the tennis court. But don't worry. I'll have a row to your why me, you know?
Interesting.
Ricky coming in hot.
That is strong, and he had a strong start to the call too.
Yeah.
And he took shots at me, and he left Ike out of it,
course,
which is
like
all
smart. Like everyone does. Yeah, like everyone does.
Not everyone.
I'm just going to say this.
Yeah, but the one guy called him was a moron.
I'm going to say this. I would put Ricky and Royers Ford in the league.
Okay.
The league.
Probably had the strongest case today.
He had
right?
the strongest case today. I mean, that was excellent.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
excellent.
Yeah.
He's in the league.
You didn't like that he came at you.
He came at me too. Like,
yeah, but barely. It was stop. It was nothing. When are people going to realize? Just a chill guy. Just a chill, relaxed, laid back fella. You know,
that's
I'm
another
for a
meme.
Good time.
Yeah, chill guy is another meme.
It's been a tough couple of weeks for you, man.
Yeah, chill guy's a good.
Just all having fun.
Listen, you were riding high after the baseball.
No one brings that up. No one brings it up when my whole mental toughness and my kids should be embarrassed that I'm their father gets mentioned.
Do you want to go run this weekend? I'll run with you.
Maybe. I got a busy weekend.
There it is. Okay. The text line is...
I got to pick up like 4 things in Facebook Marketplace over the weekend. It's crazy.
Where?
On Facebook Marketplace. This thing's a problem.
Like, this is getting stuff for the house.
For the house. So like we're going to... Dude, Facebook Marketplace... You can talk about a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
First off, you can sell all your stuff on there.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Instead of giving your stuff away, you can just sell your stuff. So, like, you show up at random people's houses.
Yeah, but then you got to deal with somebody you don't know buying your stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I've just been showing up at random people's doorsteps saying, hey, where is the, like, train table that we got for Walker? And it's like.
Oh, you're buying stuff.
Yeah, we're buying and selling. Yeah, yeah. We sold a lot of our stuff from our house. And then we're also now rebuying stuff for the new house.
I don't ever want to be a part of this.
No.
Yeah.
You'll be. It happens to everyone.
I did it on Craigslist once, and the number of calls, I was like, nope, never doing this again.
I don't ever want to be a part of this. Yeah.
And you're going to be a part of it. At some point, you're going to go through a Facebook Marketplace phase. It's addicting.
Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Text line.
I agree with my man, I should have been on the Philly Mount Rushmore. Fake Dr. J.
The recording is pretty
low.
Wow. Yeah.
They raise it up a little bit.
Raise it up.
Turn the music down a little bit so we can hear it.
There you go.
Next.
What's next?
Are you saying today that you wouldn't trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick after a mere 8 days ago chastising the Phillies for not trading top prospects for 3-month rentals? Join Spike Eskin for the new Odyssey podcast, Coherent Moral Code.
I do have a coherent moral code. My object, here is what's coherent. The object for doing it for the Phillies was to win the World Series. The object to doing it for the Eagles is to win the Super Bowl. I'm not holding on to Tanner McKee because I want him to be the quarterback in 6 years.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry I got more going on upstairs than you.
Yeah, it's called second-level thinking.
What's next?
Who knew that Elliot's argument kryptonite was just asking if he was sure about the words he said? Elliot, the Union have only been around for 10 years. Spike, are you sure? Elliot, I don't really know, but I think so. Anywho, the Union have a better attendance than the Flyers. Spike, are you sure? Elliot, I don't know, but I looked it up a year or so ago.
that dude just...
He just says stuff.
Man.
Sometimes without any facts behind it.
There's a lot there, man.
And him, again, he's supposed to be the Union guy. And saying they've been around for 10 years, they've easily been around for 15.
Yeah. It's 07.
Okay, 07. Yeah. Even worse.
Yeah, it's even worse. Yeah, it's
way worse.
It's 18 years.
It's a long time. It's a long time.
It's a long way away from 10.
Yes.
10
not,
years.
It's not like 12.
I think we just say 10 years ago, like we still think that's the mid-2000s.
Right.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Like 10 years ago was 2015. Like, that's
yes,
ridiculous.
That's 10 years ago, yes. You're absolutely right.
What's next?
Listen, let me say something. Chuck in Mount Airy pretending like it's not already the 11th minute of his call.
He does do that. True. Like, yeah. When the phone calls, he's like, let me say something.
Yeah.
You've been saying enough.
Well, I like when he goes, you got 4 hours. Like, yeah. The host. This is how this works. I'm always going to have more time than you, Chuck. No offense. It's just.
It's by design, yes. Yeah.
What's next?
Mrs. ESP. Hey, honey, how was work today? Elliot. Well, I didn't get called a little B today. Mrs. ESP. That's wonderful. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, I didn't call him a little bitch today.
Didn't.
Nope. You don't have to dump it. You don't have to dump it.
Yep.
What's next?
Don't be ridiculous. I don't want to seem like a dirty dog. Joe DeCamera, as if he hadn't already done 5 2-minute biographies of women that all but included their social security numbers.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Yeah, he is a
he
dirty
was so
dog.
Locked in on the 80s ladies.
I know. And he's like, yeah, I don't know why you thought of me for this. It was like, Joe.
His whole thing is about Elizabeth Shue.
Yes.
Mean, that's one of the original DeCamera pets.
Yep. What's next?
Yeah, the service was great. The crab fries were great. My only complaint was the two white guys having the dumbest argument ever about traffic. A random Chickie's Yelp review from today.
Pets line.
Oh, who's got us next until Philly?
Rob Cherry.
Rob Cherry's got us. Yes.
Angry Bob is on.
Big Bob, shot Bob.
The GOAT. So Angry Bob up until Phil's baseball first pitch tonight, 8:05. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you Monday. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.